Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, and it's like the night before Christmas, or should we say the week before Christmas. We are 1 week away from college football season, and everyone is excited. And at this point, let's just get the thing started and play some games. I'm here with the college football professor, and we are going to project who we think will be in the Final Four, the college football 14 playoff, and then who will go on to play for the national championship and be the 2015-2016 national champion. Last year, of course, the Ohio State Buckeyes were able to get that. They beat Oregon in the national championship game after besting Alabama in the playoff, and Oregon beat Florida State. That was the first ever college football playoff. We're doing it again this year. It was so good, they thought, well, let's do it again. So we will. 14 playoff starts up, and this year it's in December, so we have that to look forward to. But Professor, I'll welcome you in as we get ready to make our final predictions in next week's game week.
I think, Jacob, one of the things that's interesting to me is that we're beginning, when we talk about the college football playoff, we're talking about the final four teams. You know, as in basketball, when they talk about winning, they always think about, I want to make it to the final four. And I think that's quite an accomplishment to make it there. Then they play it off. And but, you know, before I list who I project to be in that final four, I would like to just mention three or four dark horses that I have could, with certain circumstances, could reach it as rather than the teams that I might lay out here. One of those is Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is going to have a very good football team this year. But at the same time, they've got to play at Clemson, and a couple of other games that I think will be really could be rough spots on their schedule is Georgia Tech and USC. What do you think about that?
I think Notre Dame, I agree with you. They have a good team. They have a difficult schedule. I don't see them getting there. Georgia Tech, again, we've talked about it many times. With Paul Johnson's offense, you're going to get 9 wins a year, maybe 10. Last year they were in the Orange Bowl. I think they could make a New Year's Six Bowl. I don't think they can get there. USC, I'm going to wait on USC because I could have I'll just say that USC might be coming up a little later in the program. Well, let's start with your four team and my four teams, and we'll start. I guess I'll give mine first, and then we'll get to the real analysis. But my four teams, I have Ohio State coming out of the Big Ten. I have USC coming out of the Pac-12. I think Ohio State gets there again. I think there's just nothing in front of them. I mean, who are they going to lose to? They have Michigan State at home. Of course, Michigan could be a test, a Big Ten championship game, which I think they'll be playing Nebraska, as we talked about last week, but I don't think any of those will get them. USC coming out of the Pac-12, I like the Trojans. I like the Pac-12 South to be a real strong division. If they can keep everything intact out there, and that includes their coach, I think USC could do well. Coming out of the ACC, I have Clemson. I think the Tigers, just by default this year, Florida State's not going to be quite there. I think Georgia Tech will give them some sort of a competition out of the other division, but I think Clemson will get it done. I think they're a very talented team. I like Deshaun Watson. Oklahoma coming out of the Big 12, as we talked about last week, and Alabama coming out of the SEC. I think Alabama will have 2 losses, but I think they end up being the SEC champion. So here's how I stack them up in order from 1 through 4. I think it's Ohio State 1. I think USC is the second seed. Alabama, again, is the third. They were first last year. But anyway, they're the third seed this year. Clemson 4, and I think your Big 12 champion with a name, Oklahoma, because they don't play a championship game, gets left out of the second annual college football playoff. How about you?
Well, when you say left out, there's a couple of other dark horses I'd like to mention, and that is Michigan State. If they were to beat Ohio State, yeah, then they could be there. Then I think Texas A&M is a dark horse. They may be a lot better
really?
Than people think they
wow.
are. And then I think Georgia could get in, and Georgia, again, could get in with 1 loss. If they were to go not lose but 1 game, that means they're going to play Alabama twice probably. But my 4 are Ohio State.
Real quick, before you get there, it's interesting you talk about Georgia and Alabama. If you look in the Georgia, Alabama, and Auburn, I guess the 3 best teams you would say in the SEC are 3 teams that are projected. They all play each other.
Right.
So you'll know it's kind of a round robin there to see who wins that series. Alabama's at Georgia. Georgia's at Auburn, and of course Alabama plays at Auburn at the end of the year.
I think you're right there. You know, you've already mentioned Ohio State. I'm mentioning them. Of course, we know they got they're very strong at quarterback. They have a strong offensive line, and I think they have really good linebackers. But their schedule, it's so easy. And I'm going to compare their schedule to Baylor's schedule. I'm leaving Baylor off of my Final Four simply because of their weak schedule. And by all rights, Ohio State ought to be left off because of their weak schedule. But the second team that I have is Alabama. And Alabama's got very strong running back, their strong offensive line and defensive line and linebacker. But they have to go play Auburn on the road. They have to play Georgia on the road. They have to play Texas A&M on the road. They have to play Ole Miss at home. And I could name
Mississippi
others.
State on the road, yeah. It's tough for Alabama. That's the one reservation I have. And it's interesting. We both have them. As much as Auburn's getting a lot of pub this year, Georgia, some people think they could get in it. We both have Alabama.
My third team is UCLA. You've got USC out of the Pac-12. I'm picking UCLA. And lots going to depend on a brand-new young quarterback, and that is Josh Rosen. I'm assuming he's going to be the quarterback. He's going to be the man. But they're very strong at wide receiver. They're strong at running back. But they have to play at Arizona, and then they play Arizona State at home, and they play USC on the road. So those would be the pitfalls for them. My fourth team is TCU.
Oh, wow.
And I think TCU, I was bringing it down to a Baylor-TCU thing. And I just believe that TCU will beat them. But TCU has a little bit more difficult schedule, and not much more, but more than Baylor. And I think about their offensive line, and they got a really outstanding quarterback. Now, they have to play at Oklahoma, who is one of your picks. That could – You could be right on that because they get the Sooners play the Horned Frogs at home, and then of course they have to play Baylor. But Baylor goes to TCU, and I think that was the deciding factor for me.
Four strong picks there. So I'm going with Ohio State, USC, Alabama, and Clemson in that order. You're going with Ohio State, Alabama, UCLA, and TCU. So here's how the college football playoff will work this year. They'll have the six bowl games, Sugar Bowl, Rose Bowl will both be on January 1st. The Peach Bowl will be on December 31st, and the Fiesta Bowl will be on January 1st. Those are all New Year's Six games that will not be part of the playoff, but the playoff will take place on New Year's Eve this year. It will be the first semifinal will be in Miami, Florida. It'll be at the Orange Bowl. That'll be number one. Number two will be in Dallas, Texas for the Cotton Bowl, which is, by the way, where they had the championship last year. So I think in that first game, Ohio State and Clemson, I think Ohio State ends up winning that game. I like them to edge Clemson out in that one. And in the second game, which will take place in Dallas between USC and Alabama, I like the Trojans to beat Alabama. And that's an interesting game because if it happened that way, that would be a preview of what we would see in Dallas again in a couple of months. Alabama and USC opened the 2017 season. Well, I say it would be a year, but they opened the 2017 season against each other in Dallas. So I have USC playing Ohio State for the national champion, and my national champion in Arizona at Glendale Stadium there is the USC Trojans. So as much as you said earlier that the USC may not be there, I have USC going all the way and winning the national championship this year.
Well, I just don't think USC will have enough to get that far, but they are going to be really loaded. They have a lot of talent. But I think Ohio State and TCU will play in the first round, and Alabama and UCLA. And I think Alabama and Ohio State will advance this time to play in the championship game. And then I'm just going to say right at this point in time that I'll just have to wait and see who wins that game.
Well, I think I would say that if it came down to Alabama and Ohio State again, knowing Nick Saban and the history of that Alabama program, they're going to be ready for that two-week deal this year. They're not going to be thrown off, and there won't be any NFL draft grade problems or anything like that. And I think Alabama would have a better showing against the Buckeyes this year, to say the least. So my national champion, USC, your national championship is to be determined between the champions of the Big Ten and the SEC, Alabama and Ohio State. But needless to say, it's going to be a great season, and it gets kicked off next week. We've got a full slate of games that I can't wait to break down in week one of the college football season. Any storylines that you look at and say, that's the one I'm following right off the bat going into the season that I think is going to be very important?
I think the fact that Oklahoma will be tested by Tennessee,
yeah.
You know, you're talking about them as being one of your prime teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also think that Notre Dame, whereas a lot of other teams are having a hard time deciding on quarterback, they move past Golson pretty quick, and he hit the road. And so evidently they have an eye on who their quarterback's going to be. And I think three things, Jacob. First of all, I think that we have so many quarterback battles going mm-hmm. on. It's very unusual. The second thing is that I'm wondering if it's not going to be the year of the running backs. You know, there's a lot of really outstanding running backs all across the country.
Yeah, especially in the SEC.
Right.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring up the quarterbacks. There's a lot of uncertainty at a lot of different schools this year, big-time schools. And I think it's illustrated in the Alabama-Wisconsin game. You have Alabama, who comes in probably the number one school right now. That they have four quarterbacks, and they have no idea who's – five, really, and they have no idea who's going to start. And then you have Wisconsin, who comes in, and they're not quite as touted. Of course, they're the old-fashioned team, but they have a quarterback by the name of Joel Staube, who has been there. He is a veteran senior leader guy. And that could be an interesting battle to watch, and it could be an edge for Wisconsin in that game.
Hey, you're right, but this is going to be a great season.
Yeah,
I just think there's going to be a lot of really wonderful things to happen.
We will chronicle it all here at BunSports.com. Again, those are projections, subject to change, as the professor reminded me before we got started on this program. They could change and probably will change quite a bit throughout the season. But those are just our preseason. What do we know? They're just our preseason picks, but we'll continue, and next week we'll have all week one coverage, so we'll break them down week one, give our picks on who we think is going to win the big games of the first weekend of the 2015 season. We've been counting down for weeks, and it's finally here. College football season 2015. We will see you next week.